In June, Opera Theater of St. Louis will host the world premiere of an opera based on a 2005 book by famed author Salman Rushdie called Shalimar the Clown. The opera is set in the conflict-ridden region of Kashmir, a contested territory between India and Pakistan during the 1960s. That's the 1960s. The story is about a young Muslim boy named Shalimar and a young Hindu girl named Bunyi. The two marry with the approval of their village elders, but the situation goes awry after a U.S. diplomat and Bunyi engage in an affair and Shalimar seeks revenge. St. Louis On the Air contributor Steve Potter spoke with the opera's composer, Jack Perla, and with librettist Rajiv Joseph. Steve first asked Rajiv Joseph about his career.
I'm a playwright and screenwriter and television writer, but this is the first time I've written a libretto for an opera, and it's been a really great experience.
Well, give me a brief bio. I know you've written for Showtime. What else have you done?
I wrote a feature film with a friend of mine called Draft Day that came out a couple years ago with Kevin mm-hmm. Costner. It's a football movie about the Cleveland Browns, which is my favorite team. Mm-hmm. And I have done other TV work and film work, but I'm mostly a playwright. I mostly write for the stage. And I've written numerous plays, also a musical, and then, of course, this.
So is this a big deal for you personally?
It's a big deal for me. I've really enjoyed it. I've enjoyed working with Jack. It's been a learning experience, and I'm a huge fan, is an understatement, of Salman Rushdie's work. And so to be able to work with his text and to adapt into a libretto has been very rewarding.
Jack Perla, you are a pianist as well as a composer. And I know you've worked in opera and jazz and all types of music.
Yeah. Although the opera has had a tendency to take over in the last, I don't know, 6 or so years.
Why is that, do you think?
The projects are so huge, and they've just gotten bigger. So just for a funny coincidence, like the projects have gotten steadily longer, mm-hmm. So which is nice in a way. This is the biggest, you know, it's a full evening work. So this is the largest project I've done.
Your last offer was An American Dream?
An American Dream with Seattle Opera just this past summer.
Edward Albee had a play.
Right.
Not the same thing.
No.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Well, Shalimar the Clown premieres here in June. Why are you both here now?
We are here to help spread the word about this exciting new world premiere of this new opera and to talk to people and meet with people and tell them how excited we are about having created this work and excited we are to share it with the city of St. Louis.
Mm-hmm. I know there are a couple of events that you're going to be involved in over the weekend. We'll mention those a little bit later. Mm-hmm. This is based, as you say, on a Salman Rushdie novel of the same name. And Rajiv, you said you were a big fan. So any thoughts about the playwright and why you think this is a great thing?
Well, Jack had the first idea of making it an opera. Maybe you should talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, I got the book and I was scouting sort of for a second opera idea. I had a primary idea that I was going to pitch when I just began this kind of journey of composing opera. And I was doing my first pitch meeting at the Houston Grand Opera, which is really the company that kind of wrote the handbook of commissioning and creating new American opera. So David Gockley began that some 30, 35 years ago. So it was a big meeting, and I wanted to have an alternate. And what happened is when I began reading Shalimar the Clown, it actually became the primary idea. And that was because the novel was just seemed so terrific as an opera in so many ways. So it took over.
Of course, when you read it, you didn't think it'd be good for an opera, right? Or you weren't thinking about it since you haven't done an opera.
Well, I was a huge fan of Rushdie's work, all his novels and short stories and essays. So when this idea was floated by me, I was thrilled to have the opportunity to adapt it, even if I had never done opera before. Mm-hmm. I feel that Rushdie's work is kind of operatic in nature.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's set in 1960s Kashmir. And what's important to know about that region as far as the story goes?
Well, Kashmir is a northern state of India that is a highly disputed territory between Pakistan and India. And it has been since the partition in 1947 and continues to be. And it is one of the more beautiful places on earth. The name Kashmir itself means paradise. And that doubles as a sort of the tragedy of the region in which it has been, there's been just war and bloodshed for so long there because of the divide, the political divide and religious divide of the territory.
So in the middle of all this, we put a love story, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
It's a story of a young boy and a young girl who meet. Shalimar is a Muslim. Bunyi is Hindu.
Yes.
That's correct.
And we have something from that. Would you like to set it up? This is Bunyi, the name of the piece.
So this is the first big aria for Shalimar, and he sings it after a rehearsal of the Bahnpaither. The Bahnpaither is a sort of a traveling theater come vaudeville troupe, and that is one of the threads in Shalimar the Clown in the novel. It's part of what the novel is about is a sort of a lament for the loss of this great tradition of traveling theaters. So there is a rehearsal. It's a very funny scene with clowns and pratfalls, and then Shalimar sees Bunyi for the first time, sees her dance. She's a gorgeous, young, you know, graceful Kathak dancer, and everything stops. Time freezes, and he falls in love with her.
Opera Theater of St. Louis presents the world premiere of Shalimar the Clown. That will be in June. Composer Jack Perla and librettist Rajiv Joseph are in St. Louis right now, sort of setting the stage for all of that. And we should note in that piece the use of the tabla drum and the sitar. Jack, maybe you might want to talk about those choices.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, tabla is the most well-known percussion instrument of Indian music. And sitar is perhaps the most, you know, especially because of Ravi Shankar, perhaps the most well-known melodic instrument. We possibly could have chosen other instruments, but they're very good choices in terms of balancing practicability and also connecting with the music. So in that section they're playing, a lot of the material of that aria is based on Pahari, which is a raga of northern India that is really sort of a collection of melodies and sort of motifs that are drawn from the northern mountainous regions of Kashmir and the Kashmir Valley. So very particular to the story.
Mm-hmm. Rajiv, how did you find the voice of these two young people? Where did that come from for you?
Well, first it came from the book itself. The characters are so deeply drawn. The challenge was actually more distilling a sort of epic scale novel into a smaller dramatic work of an opera. So that's where writing a musical piece comes in handy, because in a single phrase of singing, I think you can encapsulate the longing of a young man who's in love with a young girl, regardless of their religious affiliations.
Well, let's talk about that. Shalimar is a Muslim. Bunyi is Hindu. But my impression is they have their family's consent when they get together, right? So where's the drama there?
Well, the drama is waiting to happen. I think that there's an idea that's mentioned in the book that we also mentioned in the opera called Kashmiriyat. And Kashmiriyat is the idea of being from Kashmir. And it doesn't matter if you are Hindu or Muslim, you share this cultural, artistic, and gastronomic background, and you are of this one place. And the village embraces this idea that Kashmiriyat comes before one's, you know, spiritual identity. And yet, even as these two are married and wed in harmony in the village, the world around them starts to crumble.
Right. So even though the family's sort of all on the same page, the cultures are still colliding?
Well, that comes later. But the other spark that sort of begins in the smaller story, you know, the love triangle story, it's really Bunyi breaks with tradition in the sense that she does not want to be married to Shalimar. But they've been caught in flagrante. So they've been caught in a meadow making love. And so the Hindu and Muslim fathers of the two respective kids also quickly agree that it's a good idea. It's not a problem that they're from different religions as long as we marry them. Shalimar thinks that's a great idea.
So Bunyi is never fully on board then?
She's not on board. Bunyi wants to see the world. This is my take on it, so I'm curious to see.
Do you agree?
Yeah, I think so. I think that there's this wonderful moment of the village saying, you know what, we're going to put our differences aside and let these two wed. And the boy is fine with that, and the girl is like, wait a minute, I didn't say I wanted to get married.
Does she voice that? No, does everyone know that, or does she not?
Oh, yeah. The wedding scene is the biggest one in the opera.
I wanted to ask you about that. Talk about that.
Yeah, the wedding scene is crucial because it's a huge set piece number. So there's chorus, and there's qawwali, and there's an enormous amount of drums and singing, and there's a lot of singing about Kashmiriyat. And everything gets kind of whooped up into this, kind of joyous frenzy about being one and being together. But of a piece with that is that Bunyi will be married. And then what's great about opera is that you can do this, is that suddenly everything cuts away and Bunyi's alone and she's not on board at all. So she feels herself in this giant, literally sort of wedding machinery that's sort of come to life around her, and she feels trapped. And
that sort of still happens today, does
it? Yes, exactly. The wedding making. No, but you're right. I mean, it is. There's all these, the force of tradition wherever you are, and marriage is a huge one. So,
One day. Mm. This is Shalimar after he is he's had his heart broken, and he has a deep vendetta in his heart.
Of me throughout this awful world I'll roam, but one day two people will die at my hand. I don't care. I'll go
Shalimar the Clown premieres in June by Opera Theater of St. Louis. We're talking to composer Jack Perla and librettist Rajiv Joseph. And Jack, was there something you'd like to say about that?
Well, that is our tenor. That is Sean Panikkar, who will be creating the role of Shalimar. And following that scene, he does go home. And home is not at all what he's left.
All right, so Shalimar and Bunyi get married, but it's not exactly picture perfect. So at some point during this opera, there appears an American diplomat, and that sort of shakes things up. What happens?
The American ambassador to India, Max Ophuls, shows up and is a charismatic leader and also one given to appetites, and he seduces Bunyi, and Bunyi seduces him, and they carry on an affair, and she leaves her village, and she leaves her husband, Shalimar, and this act of betrayal sets in motion the more personal love triangle plot of the play, which sets Shalimar off into a direction that he had not anticipated.
Are we speaking revenge?
We're totally speaking revenge.
Yeah.
How serious?
As serious as you can get. I mean, we're talking about, this is a bloody good time in terms of in terms of love, vengeance, betrayal, and vengeance.
And we won't go into too much detail, I guess. What's been the most exciting part of this project for each of you?
For me, gosh, everything. It's a dream project, really. First of all, OTSL is an incredible organization. They really are. I mean, I've worked with many opera companies at this point. But, you know, they're respected throughout the field and for all the right reasons. They create new work. They foster the creation of new work. They're innovative and they're incredibly straightforward and supportive. It's been a blast and a joy and an honor. And then to work with Rajiv, who has really, you know, and it's funny, the more I work on the piece and now I'm in the final sort of polishing stages, I just see how he pulled off this incredible feat of, you know, this is based on a novel by Salman Rushdie. So the book is about many, many things. And what's so great about the libretto is it's concise, it's funny, it's quick, but many of those many things are in somehow miraculously in the libretto. So,
as for me, it was this experience of learning about opera, much through Jack's tutelage, and being able to, after I've written a libretto, hear this wonderful music being, you know, set to it. I think the score is incredible. But a big thrill for me personally is coming here to St. Louis. I have a number of friends from college that grew up here and live here still. And to me, it's in that way, it feels like a little bit of a homecoming.
That's St. Louis On the Air contributor Steve Potter talking with librettist Rajiv Joseph and composer Jack Perla, the world premiere of their opera, Shalimar the Clown, that's based on the Salman Rushdie novel of the same name, will debut at the Opera Theater of St. Louis in June. You can join the composer and the librettist tonight for a young professionals event at Rissoy Restaurant in the Central West End. Registration is required. On Sunday afternoon for a conversation at the St. Louis Public Library, and on March 5th, author Salman Rushdie will be at the Sheldon. For more information about all of these events, visit our website at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. This is St. Louis On the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.